batting, eighth in center field, number 25, Ian Gettle. That is six for right field.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are live here in Atchison. Jared Sluppy with you for day two of the Class 2-1A Morehead Academy Regional Baseball Tournament. Semifinal action, starting off with the one right in front of us, the 1-4 matchup between Oskaloosa and Kansas City Christian. Good one here lined up, both teams victorious in their quarterfinal matchups, winning by substantial margins, and are looking for a state tournament appearance here in 2024. Well, let's go ahead and step aside for a couple minutes. We have the national anthem, and then we will go ahead and have our first pitch as this one getting underway here in just a little bit. These two teams squared off last year in this same round, 13-4. Kansas City Christian was the winner, 13-4 is the final score. It would eventually go on to the state tournaments, where they fell in the first round. Talk more about both of these two teams coming up here in just a couple minutes. Oskaloosa, Casey Christian, here on 93.7 FM, KAIR.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. How great is that? Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
First pitch, just moments away here in Atchison. Jared Sluppy back with you. We've got the Class 2-1A Morehead Academy Regional Semifinals. First one of the day, first of a triple header. Got the second semifinal coming up in just a bit, and then the championship following that. And what a fun tournament this has been so far. Pretty much all the quarterfinals were won heavily by the victors. As taking a look at the bracket, first game this past Wednesday, it was a win for Oskaloosa, 10-0 against McLouth, after McLouth won the playing game against Troy. And then following that, that was at Benedictine College, and then that was actually the final game of the day there. But here at this ballpark, we had three games here. First one was Casey Christian defeating Jefferson County North 8-1. Then after that, Valley Falls defeated Maranatha Christian Academy 9-1. And then it was followed by Pleasant Ridge defeating Morehead Academy 8-1. So very similar scores. And a really interesting fact here, Oskaloosa, in their last four games, all four of them, the final score, 10-0. So a really interesting little set for you there. And they are coming in riding a 12-game winning streak and splitting a doubleheader at home against Pleasant Ridge. That was all the way back on April 11th. So they've been really good since then. And they are ranked number two in the state, according to the coaches' poll and the AmioSport.com rankings as well. So it'll be the number one seed, Oskaloosa, on the rubber first with Trenton Van Houten. First pitch, we are underway. Breaking ball in there. Oh, just missed outside, actually, to Owen Alexander. To take a look at the hitting order for the KC Christian Panthers. Leading off is the shortstop, Owen Owen Alexander. Foul steps that straight back, evens the count 1-1. Batting second and playing third base is Silas Wilson. Batting third and catching is Hudson Bresch. Batting cleanup and pitching is Daniel Habela. We'll talk about him in just a little bit. Batting fifth and playing in center field is Ian Gatchel. That one in there for a strike to make it 1-2 to Alexander. Batting sixth and playing in right is Dylan Newman. Batting seventh and playing in left field is Hunter Rush. Batting eighth and catching is Xander Hoxie. And batting ninth and playing second is Caleb Barker. Ball hit to left field. Having a tough time seeing it. And it's down for a base hit. Extra bases. A leadoff double for Owen Alexander. Solid start for the Panthers. And that'll bring up Silas Wilson. And Owen Alexander in their first game of the tournament. He didn't have a hit. He was 0-for-2 with a couple walks with the first pitch. Misses for ball one to Wilson. And the Casey Christian bench getting hype early, led by head coach Jared Barker. So Van Houten goes to the stretch right away. Is that one in the first strike taken? Even get 1-1. Alexander, by the way, batting 382 on the year. As for Wilson, he's batting 314. That 1-1 pitch misses for ball two. Trent Van Houten can take a look at his numbers on the hill in just a second. That ball popped up right field. Very shallow right field. It's going to be caught by the second baseman. That's Bradshaw for out number one. So Van Houten's numbers, this is his 14th game he's pitched in, 12th start, 8-2 record, giving up 28 hits, just 7 earned runs, and 18 walks with 87 strikeouts for an 0.89 ERA, 0.84 whip, and an opponent's batting average of just 140. Hudson Bresch, the opposing catcher, comes to the plate, pickoff move, throws a second, hit Alexander, and got him in the ribs, and he wants time. He's in some pain. He threw that right into his right arm. That's where he got hit. I'm sure that was unintentional. Van Houten, a really good kid. Enjoy getting to cover him past couple seasons. As Valley Falls has just showed up, they're getting ready for their game coming up against Pleasant Ridge. Those two ruled it out during the regular season, in which the Dragons won 2-0 in that doubleheader. And it was both of their season finales. Now we're ready to go. Got some scary-looking clouds to the north of us. Hopefully it's a system that misses us. We weren't expecting any rain here. The first pitch to Bresch with one out, runner on second, no score. After the dirt, nice scoop by Oskaloosa catcher Barrett Heston. That one, a low strike taken. You didn't get 1-1. So let's take a look at the defense for the Bears from left to right in the infield. It's Perry at third, Miller at short, Bradshaw at second, and Boyd at first with Van Houten and Heston completing the battery. Is that one misses to make it 2-1. Left to right in the outfield, Tabelka left, Rockhold in center, and Phillips is in right. Bresch waits the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Heston. Evens the count 2-2. Good for his first strikeout of the day. That's it. Do it again. Again, 87 strikeouts for Trenton Van Houten on his season, making his 12th start. Got a partly cloudy day here in Atchison. Some mixed clouds in the north of us, as mentioned, but straight overhead of us, not a whole lot of clouds. Pretty solid gust out the right field as this one gets past Heston. It's low, and that's going to allow for Alexander to take third on the wild pitch and makes the count full. Van Houten looking for a critical second out. He's going to go back to the windup for the 3-2 pitch. Low and away, ball four, runners on the corners with just one out. Panthers hoping to do some damage early. That brings up Daniel Habela. What an incredible game this young man had in the quarterfinals against Jefferson County North. Had a double, an RBI double in the sixth inning, but on the mound is where he got had a phenomenal performance. Got the win, went six innings, had 13 strikeouts. Here's a nice pickoff move to third, just barely back in time. Perry thought he had him. That was a great pickoff move. I think Van Houten thought he was out too. So instead, Van Houten will go back to focusing the task at hand, the table, as that one sliced out of play for strike one towards the highway. Just barely misses a truck out there on the second bounce. So Buresh over at first, Alexander over at third after a leadoff double. Abelung ropes that one to left field, but it's hooking and foul. Makes it over two. Blocked by the Oskaloosa dugout here, so I'm going to do my best to get those calls in left field. As mentioned, that leadoff double, I couldn't really see what happened. Kind of just looking at the ump and looking at the leadoff man Alexander to see what was going on. So here we go with the 0-2 pitch. Looking for, again, a critical second out. Trying to get out of this first inning unscathed. Hear the wind blowing from behind me. Going out to straight right field. Help a left-handed pull hitter. That ball out of play once again. Another foul ball. Able to stay, continues to stay alive. Not the start that Van Houten sure was envisioning here. Abela batting .392 on the season. Now one in there, strike three, trying to get a strike him out, throw him out, but instead it's going to be cutting it off as Miller, the shortstop, to make sure that Alexander doesn't go home. But they get the strikeout, two gone. A nice pitch that was a little bit low in the zone. His first K of the day. So that'll bring up Ian Gatchell, the center fielder. Gatchell batting .302. Pitch swing and a miss on a high fastball. The team batting .278 collectively. That one chopper, third base side, Miller boots it and try to stay alive. Throws back to second, and the throw is low. It goes into center field. Heading for third is Buresh, and he's going to get there safely. That's going to be an E5. So allow Gatchell to reach. After Buresh stole second, he gets third.
Right fielder number seven.
And that will bring up Dylan Newman with runners on the corners. And the score 1-0. And that one just missing, and Heston holding on to that pitch for a couple seconds to try to get the call. Not going to get it though. As Newman coming into this game, batting .243. That one fouled right back to the Panthers dugout, and Gatchell took off towards second. He's got to retreat back to first. There's a leadoff double by shortstop Owen Alexander. Hudson Buresh reaching on a walk. And Gatchell able to get the runner home on a error to third base. Is that one taking fastball right down Broadway? This Oskaloosa team, like I said, their starters go kind of deep in their games. Is that one check swing? Did he go? Yes, he did. And that was strike three. And he tags him out for the final out. So they get one, and the Panthers up 1-0. And we'll go to the bottom of the first coming up next here on KRFM.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.29 on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.29 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Panthers get one in the top of the first, and Oskaloosa will be at the plate for the first time this afternoon. The back-to-back Northeast Kansas League champions going 15-1 this season in league play, which is the most wins in league history. A big-time season for the Bears trying to capitalize it and get to the state tournament for the first time since 2017 when they lost to Silver Lake in the Class 3A tournament. That was in the first round. And let me tell you, this team is battle-tested more so than normal. That's because they played more games than normal, taking advantage of Keisha expanding the amount of games teams can play from 20 up to 24. And incredible season they've got going on this year, the 24-3 as of now. Actually, I think it was 26, I think, was actually what the Acacia limit was, moved up to. But regardless, they played 11 non-league games, which is by far the most out of any team in the Northeast Kansas League. Played some really tough teams, and the only teams they lost to in non-league play was Submission Valley. They had two, they gave them two of their three losses, the other coming, of course, to Pleasant Ridge in that doubleheader back on April 11th. That's for this Casey Christian team. They snapped a three-game losing streak when they defeated Jefferson County North. Before that, though, they had lost four of their last six and six of their last seven. Or excuse me, they had lost their previous four and six of the last seven after starting their season 6-2. So this is a team that had kind of fallen on hard times towards the end of the season. They're 3-1 versus teams in our area, including wins over Blue Valley Randolph in a doubleheader, losing to Perry the Compton in a home tournament, and, of course, to Jefferson County North in the quarterfinal round. So Coy Perry will lead things off for Oskaloosa. First pitch to him, and there's strike one. And let's go ahead and take a look at the hitting order for the Oskaloosa Bears. Leading off, of course, is third baseman Coy Perry. Batting second and pitching is Trenton Van Houten. Batting third and playing center field is Gunnar Rockhold. Is that pitch in there for strike two taken? Batting cleanup and playing short is Hunter Miller. Barrett Heston is batting fifth and catching. Batting sixth and playing first is Carter Boyd. Batting seventh and playing in left is Carter Sabelka. Is that ball hit in the air? Right center field, backing up and not making the catch. It's bobbled. Or did he make the catch? He juggled it and made the catch. It was really close. It looked to me like he did catch it. And it looks like they're not going to be able to appeal because he's out of the base pad. Incredible effort in right field by Newman. Route number one. Again, it was juggled. And as he was falling down, it popped back into his glove. Continuing with the batting order, batting sixth and playing first is Carter Boyd and left playing and hitting in the seven hole is Carter Sabelka. Batting eighth and playing in right field, Jesse Phillips, and batting ninth and playing second base is Nick Bradshaw. So taking a look at the defense for the Panthers, left to right in the infield, Wilson is at third, Alexander is short, Barker at second, and Deer at first. He's not in the hitting order, and the battery is comprised of Havala on the rubber and Baresh behind the mound, or behind the plate, excuse me. Rush is in left, Gatchel in center, Newman in right. Now on the outside for ball one to Trenton Van Houten, Oskaloosa head coach by Rod Sottlemyre, who was appealing that previous call and not getting the call, obviously. And that one in there, even if you can't one in one, Van Houten batting 307 on the season. 23 hits, that's tied for the third most on the team. 840 OPS for Van Houten on the year. Wind up and the pitch from Havala. Waited for the breaking ball, chopped it, passed Havala to Barker, the second baseman, flips over to first in time for out number two. Mentioned Havala, six innings, 13 strikeouts in their win over Jefferson County North. And he is, as of right now, is picking up right where he left off. And now bring up Gunnar Rockhold with two outs and nobody on. Rockhold on the season batting 298. Foul set, strike one. 978 OPS, 17 hits, two extra base hits, including a home run with 22 runs batted in, 36 runs, and 26 steals. That pitch taken. Evens the count one and one. There's a team that likes to run a lot, 184. Stolen bases as a team. Swing and a miss. Pitch that was low in the zone. Makes it 1-2. One strike away from retiring the side is Havala back to the windup. Here comes from the Panther right-handed starter. Swing and a miss. 1-2-3 go the Bears down in order in the bottom of the first. It's 1-0. Casey Christian back with the second. Up next here on 93.7 FM KAIR.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Casey Christian off to a solid start so far. They lead 1-0. However, Trenton Van Houten leaving two runners on, leaving them on the corners. And he'll face the bottom of the order to start things out. Hunter Rush leading things off, the left fielder. First pitch in there for strike one. And time is called. Rush want to step out of the box for just a second. And that one taken down low evens up the count 1-1. Hitting on the ground to the third baseman, Perry. Throw is in time. Route number one. Perry made that one look easy. So that'll bring up Xander Hoxie. He didn't play in the quarterfinal matchup. Batting 0-42 on the season. His 14th game he's played in so far. First pitch, that one misses up. Big old bushy beard on number zero. Now on in there for a strike. Looks a little bit low, but the umpire calls it. Once again, stepping out is Finn Houghton, really working fast here. And didn't go. Pitch in the dirt. Once again, stepping out of the box. Now is in there for a strike. Take the 2-2. Wind up and a pitch. In there, strike three, got him looking. Third strikeout of the day for Trenton Van Houten, two down. Trying to copy Havala's bottom of the first, going 1-2-3. And that'll bring up Caleb Barker. 9 in the hitting order, playing second base for the Panthers this afternoon. Batting 214, 714 OPS, has 15 walks. That one taken in there, strike one is somebody just kind of likes to let the pitcher come to him. Swing and a miss. Evens count 1-1. And I tell you, he likes to work really quick. He's right back to it. And here he goes with the pitch. It's in the dirt. That makes it 1-2. One pitch away from going 1-2-3. Hit in the air. Shallow right field, coming in is Phillips, and he will make the catch for a 1-2-3 top of the second. 1-0 our score. We go to the bottom of the second inning here on 93.7 FM, KAIR.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduation and Mother's Day with a deliciously crafted cake customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill & Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
We go to the bottom of the second. Oskaloosa trailing Casey Christian 1-0 after The Panthers scored on an error in the top of the first. And the Bears in the bottom of the first were down in order. It'll be the middle of the order coming up. For Coach Sotomayor's crew, Hunter Miller leading things off for Oskaloosa, the shortstop. A lot of great action across the area. Regional softball and baseball tournaments both going on today. Be sure to go to our website, mscsports.net, throughout the afternoon and evening to keep you updated on scores across the area. As that first pitch taken outside, ball one. Miller on the season batting .326. I tell you, this is a team that is just so consistent at the plate, top to bottom of the heading order. .287 at the unit with an .834 team OPS. Now this is low and away. .29 of their 184 base hits have been via the double. 2-0 pitch to Miller. Now this is up and away for ball three. Oskaloosa bench to my left, getting into it here, trying to get their team fired up. 3-0 pitch. And that is a 4-pitch walk. And the Bears have reached base safely for the first time this afternoon. The game coming up after this one is Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge. And the other semifinal and the championship will be soon after. We'll have the entirety of the day's action right here on KRFM. And now the play is Barrett Hessen. They're over to first, not in time. Hessen batting .284 on the year, so right around that team average, 23 hits, 28 RBI, which is the team high. And that one misses up, 4-1. Actually, correction, second on the team behind Hunter Miller. He's over there at first. Swing and a miss, big cut behind on that fastball. That was low in the zone. The end of the count, 1-1. First strike pitched by Havala in this inning. And a pickoff move, and diving back in time safely is Miller, but the first move from him was towards second, so you got to be careful over there. Miller with 19 stolen bases on the season, 95% stolen base percentage. Only been thrown out once this year. Swing and a miss. Takes it 1-2. Carter Boyd warms up. He's on deck. And that one in there. Strike three. Got him looking. Second strikeout of the day for Havala. Havala goes back to the stretch to face Carter Boyd for the first time today. He's batting .346. He's batting. They're having the second best batting average on the team. How about a .928 OPS? 18 hits, 21 RBI. Just 8 strikeouts on the season. Pitch thrown wide of the strike zone. Throw down to first is not in time as Rush tries to pick off Miller over there at first. 20th pitch of the afternoon for right-handed starter for Casey Christian, Daniel Havala. And that is in there. Even count 1-1. Mentioned that Oskaloosa is ranked number 2 in the state, according to AmioSport.com's rankings. Casey Christian is ranked number 11 in those same rankings. Side back to first, not in time. There is 4 teams in this regional inside the top 11. The other two, of course, being Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge. There goes Miller. Pitch thrown outside, throw down to second. That is not in time. And Oskaloosa gets their first steal of the day. And that pitch missing outside, as mentioned, makes it 2-1. One out here in the bottom of the second. Oskaloosa trying to even it up here. Bresch talking to his pitcher here. So Boyd awaits the 2-1 pitch from Havala. Here it is. Get on the ground softly, right side of the infield. He'll make the play at first. And now we'll get Miller over to third with 2 outs for Carter Sabelka. Yeah, Back-to-back batters retired after a leadoff walk from Daniel Havila. Cebulka comes to the plate, batting 259 on the season. Cebulka, 15 runs batted in, looking for one right here. First one. That one misses a high to the right-handed hitting left fielder. Havila trying to show that that leadoff walk was just a fluke. Now one in there for a strike, evens up to count one and one. Retired the side in the first inning, leadoff walk, and hoping to get three more consecutive outs. 1-1 pitch, looking to get a bunt down, and it goes to the right side, throw to first, it's going to be in time. Nice play made by Baresh, beats him by a step, and Oskaloosa comes up empty, trying to get the bunt down for Carter Cebulka. 1-0 Casey Christian. We played two. We'll be back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We got one game in the books so far today. Perry the Compton softball. They defeat Bishop Ward 11-4, and they are on to the next round in that sub-state. Leading things off for Casey Christian is Alexander, who led off the game with a double. Which, by the way, in that Perry the Compton Bishop Ward matchup, that was the 4-5 matchup. And that one misses inside, ball one. And Perry the Compton will most likely face Silver Lake, who is 19-2. They're taking on 3-14 to Topeka Hayden. 1-1 pitch from Trenton Van Houten. Going in there for a strike. Again, be sure to check out our website, mscsports.net, as final scores start to roll in from today. That was an 11:30 first pitch, as that one fouled straight back to make it 2-2. Trenton Van Houten, the first time he went through the batting order, gave up just one hit, one walk, and had three strikeouts, giving up just the one run, but it's unearned, as that was Alexander scoring on an error, and Coy Perry over at third. Wind up in a 2-2 pitch from the Oskaloosa right-handed starter. That ball hit on a line to straightaway center field, and that's down for a base hit. He's going to try to get the out at first, and the throw is past the first baseman, Boyd, but he's able to get it before Alexander has a chance to go to second. That was Buckhold coming up firing over to first, trying to possibly get a forced out from center field. Fortunately, though, Owen Alexander for Casey Christian, a little bit faster than Sean Casey. The leadoff single, he's 2-for-2 on the day. Silas Wilson comes to the plate. First pitch, that one misses down low. Wilson popped up on the infield his first time up. And popped up in the air. And that one is a catch nicely made by Cebulka in left field. Near foul territory for out number one. So Wilson retired, and that will bring up Hudson Baresh, who had a walk in the first inning. He was straight over in third. So Alexander leadoff single over there first. First pitch to Baresh, off-speed pitch in there, strike one. That was the 46th pitch already for Van Houten. A 0-1 hit on the ground. Shops to Perry, and that hits him in the chest, and that gets by him. It was hit pretty hard, but that's going to be another error for Perry. Alexander up to second. And that will bring up Daniel Havila.
Pitcher number 9, Daniel Havila.
Struck out looking his first time up. Now going to try to help his own cause. With runners on first and second here in the top of the third. With the Panthers up 1-0. Van Houten comes set for Fish. Popped up. Left field side, maybe playable. And that is caught by Sabelka again for the second out. All right, the second play he's made this inning, and that will bring up Ian Gatchell. Two gone, runners on first and second for the Panthers center fielder. He reached on an error his first time up. First pitch, that's hit on a rope into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Rounding third is Alexander. He's going to be held about halfway. He might be caught in a rundown. He is going to be avoiding the tag, and he gets it. No, they're going to say that he got him. It looked to me like he avoided the tag, but they're going to say that they got him. And that's going to be the final out. To me, I mean, I'm pretty close to the play. It looked to me like he missed the tag. So Oskaloosa gets away with one there. And we will go to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Casey Christian here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call AllPro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. AllPro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-7729. 4340 to learn more.
These are your truck grain prices as quoted at the close of trade on Tuesday, May 14th. At the Atchison Elevators, yellow corn closed 475 to 478 and soybeans 1164 to 1171. And at the close of the St. Joseph Elevators on Tuesday, May 14th, yellow corn 462 and soybeans 1169 to 1174.
Bottom of the third, Oskaloosa kind of got away with one after the Casey Christian base runner got around the tag, but he was called out. He was not outside the base path, but the umpire on the third base side thought that he got tagged. Again, I was right on it. I saw the play very clearly. He missed the tag. Did a terrific job of getting out of the way of the tag, you know, in Alexander, but they called him out regardless. So the Bears, they get one. And they will have a chance to possibly tie here in the bottom of the third. They need to get their offensive production going. They have no hits after two innings. Have just one base runner. That was last inning. A leadoff walk from Hunter Miller, but he was stranded at third. Six of the first seven batters faced from Daniel Havila, the right-handed starter from Casey Christian, have been retired. So Jesse Phillips will lead things off, the right fielder for Oskaloosa. Trying to get the bats going. Phillips on the season, batting 218. Havila has been very efficient as well, just 25 pitches so far compared to Van Houten's 49. Of course, Van Houten has pitched in three innings, and Havila is going to pitch two. But regardless, Havila has been very efficient, just like in their quarterfinal win versus Jefferson County North, where he had 13 strikeouts and six innings pitched. First pitch, Phillips. That one taken for a strike. Phillips looks over to his dugout for some instruction here. This is the 0-1 pitch. Here comes, swing and a miss. He was ahead of a breaking ball. He was expecting fastball there. Makes it 0-2. Popped it straight back. Foul ball. Onto the highway. Thankfully missing oncoming traffic. Got some construction on the highway, so it's only 30 miles an hour through there, so quite as much damage if the ball hits the vehicle. Is that pitch swinging a miss at eyeball height, and down on strikes is Phillips to lead things off here in the third. Third strikeout of the day for Havila. That brings up the number 9 hitter, Nick Bradshaw. Bradshaw, second baseman.
Bradshaw
batting 221 on the season. Pitch swing and a miss. Big cut. A little bit behind on that fastball. Perry on deck for the top of the order. And that one taken outside. Maresch thought it was a strike, so held on to it for just a split second longer. The 1-1 pitch with one gone. Base is empty. Going to get a bunt down in between Wilson and Havel in the infield. Tough play. Throw to first is high. Forces Deer off the bag to jump to get it. And he beats it out. That's an infield bunt single. First hit of the day for Oskaloosa. That brings up Coy Perry. 387 is his batting average coming into today. OPS at 1.101. 29 hits, 18 RBI, 48 runs, by far the most on the team, second most being 36. Pickoff move, back over to first base, not in time. Bradshaw on the season, 10 stolen bases. He has not been thrown out at second base. Perry a little bit ahead of that off-speed pitch. Able to took something off of it, makes it 0-1 on the pitch that was over the heart of the plate. And now Perry calls time. Havel doesn't see it. Now he steps off. Both teams have been trying to get the tempo of the opposing pitchers off, but not been successful so far. There goes the runner. Pitch misses outside. Throw down to second is outside as well. And a steal for Nick Bradshaw. Again, that's his 11th of the season. Second of the day for the Bears. The runner in scoring position. And Harry can get a single into the right spot. Oskaloosa will be able to tie it here. 1-1 pitch to Perry. Now it misses up high. Eyeball level and inside as well. Makes it 2-1. Not very many of these pitches so far for either pitcher have missed inside. And that one, I think that one did also miss inside, but it's a 3-1. Only one walk so far today for Havila. 3-1 pitch, and there's the second. 5-pitch walk, and Perry is aboard. First time today that Oskaloosa has multiple base runners. And that will bring up Trenton Van Houten.
The pitcher number 4, Trenton Van Houten.
18 RBI on the season. With his 307 batting average, 842 OPS, 23 hits, 2 extra base hits, and that ball into right field for a base hit. In between Barker and Deer on the infield, the throw home is going to go over the head of the catcher Baresh, but Bradshaw holds at third. So the bases are loaded, just the second hit of the day for Oskaloosa, both of them coming here in this inning, and that's the first one that goes into the outfield, as the first hit was just a bunt single from Bradshaw to lead off the inning. Not lead off the inning, but the a one-out, one single. Now a mound visit. Here comes head coach Jared Barker to talk things over with his team. So a solid bottom of the third. Strikeout to lead things off for Jesse Phillips. Then a bunt single. He's still second. Coy Perry walked with one out. And Trenton Van Houten followed that up with a single. So they load the bases. One out. Gunnar Rockhold will come to the plate. The left-handed hitting center fielder. Batting 298 on the season, 17 hits, 22 RBI. Would love to add to that total right here. Strikeout swinging his first time up. Normal depth for the infielders here for the Panthers. First pitch. Now this is low, ball one. First game of our triple header here on 93.7 FM, KAIR, plus 2-1A, Morehillman Academy Regional Semifinals. 1-0 pitch, trying to get a bunt down, and fouls it straight back and off the screen. And even the count 1-1. That was the 40th pitch for Havel, a 15th of the inning. We've got a long ways to go, most likely. 1-1 pitch. Misses inside, makes it 2-1. However, a double play would end the inning for the Panthers. And they'd be able to get out of the inning without any damage done. Rockhold awaits the 2-1 pitch. And he takes that one for a strike on the inside portion of the strike zone. And now, Avila just one strike away from getting that very important second out. Comes set and fires towards home. Popped up. And in the infield, playable. Avila calling everyone off. And he makes the catch. Foul territory, first base side. He gets the second out. Pops it up and on the infield. And that brings up Hunter Miller. So now the Bears are on their heels a bit in this inning. Base is loaded, two outs. And Miller, he led off the second inning with a walk and was stranded at third after stealing second base. Bradshaw third, Perry at second, Van Houten first. First pitch from Havila. Strike one taken from Havila. It was a one-out butt single from Bradshaw, a walk from Perry, and a single to right field from Van Houten. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Up and away. That one misses. Even count, 1-1. Two outs. Bears dugout trying to chop it up, getting ahead of Havila. And that one just misses a touch outside. Brett trying to frame it, not getting the call. Two-on pitch to Miller. Swing and miss ahead of that breaking ball. That was down low. And just one strike away from getting out of the inning. Havila comes set. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Check swing to go. Yes, he did. Strike three. They leave the bases loaded. It's still 1-0 Casey Christian. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Second and final score of the day coming in. Softball, Valley Heights defeats Republic County 6-2. And that is the Wabunsee Class 2-1A regional quarterfinal. So Valley Heights will take on the winner of Onega and Blue Valley Randolph. Jared Slubby back with you here in Atchison. Morehill Mann Academy Class 2-1A baseball regional semifinal. And that pitch not going to count. Newman wanted time, and the umpire grants it. And again, Trenton Van Houten likes to work quickly. Score here, 1-0. Oskaloosa led, left the bases loaded last half inning. Van Houten going back to work here. This is pitch number 50 on the afternoon for the Bears starter. Here it comes. And that one in there for a strike. And Newman takes that one for a strike as well, makes it 0-2. Solid start to the inning for Trenton Van Houten. 0-2, breaking ball, that one just misses low. So Newman in the sixth spot. Oskaloosa got out of a bit of a jam last inning as well, as that one misses down low, even count 2-2. A single from Ian Gatchell, and a throw home, and got caught in a pickle. Is that one in there? Strike three. Newman down on strikes for one out. As Owen Alexander was caught in between third and home, throw came home. It was thrown over to third to Perry. He was tagged out, but the tag clearly missing as the first pitch in there, strike one to Rush, and that one in there for strike two. Actually, beg your pardon, sorry, that first pitch missed. Pops it up, right side of the infield, calling everyone off is Boyd, but instead it'll be Phillips making the catch. It falls over to make the catch for out number two. And that'll bring up Xander Hoxie. Struck out looking his first time up. Van Houten trying to go 1-2-3 for the second time today. Did it in the second inning. Want to keep that pitching count, or that pitch count low, excuse me. Seven pitches make 58. Is that one? Line drive, just missing the Oskaloosa bench. So Van Houten quickly back to work with the 0-1 coming. That one misses down low. Evens count 1-1. This now is pitch number 60. And that one in there for strike two taken. And Van Houten kind of likes to do, I wouldn't say fully Johnny Cueto, but likes to kind of mix it up with his timing of his windup. Pops it up, off sweep pitch, and that is out of play. More Nestor Cortez-like than Johnny Cueto. Johnny Cueto likes to do his little shimmies and whatnot, but Cortez does some pretty wacky stuff as well. He went around, swing and a miss, strike three, fastball up at eyeball level. 1-2-3, down go the Panthers in order here in the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Casey Christian leads Oskaloosa 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. How great is that? Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Going to the bottom of the fourth, we played halfway home here in Atchison. 1-0, Casey Christian leading Oskaloosa. 1-4 matchup. Oskaloosa, the top seed, currently down by a run, trying to come from behind. Their offense has not been at their best today. They had two base hits last inning, but left bases loaded. One other game going on across the area in terms of baseball, that is the undefeated Kansas City Big Ward team. They're currently up 2-0 on Perry the Compton at the moment. That game taking place in Ozaukee, Jefferson West High School. First pitch. Now a missing ball one. And leading things off for the Bears is Barrett Heston. Struck out his first time up looking. Is that one? Now a misses. Even if you count 1-1, his first pitch actually wasn't there for a strike. Beg your pardon. Havila, open for less drama than last inning, as that one misses low for ball two. Retired the Bears in order in the first inning, left a runner stranded at third in the second, and then left him loaded last inning. Second time through the hitting order. Heston in the five spots. Swing and a miss. Pitch was low in the zone. Makes it 2-2. Trying to avoid striking out for the second time today, and he does. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Heston retired on strikes for second time this afternoon. That brings up Carter Boyd. Rounded out the second his first time up.
Base number 14, Carter Boyd.
54th pitch for Daniel Havila. Now one hit on the ground to the shortstop, Alexander. Throw on the run, and that one in time, beat it by a step. Route number two, and with the rain that's come through here, it's kind of made the natural infield grass pretty slow.
Number three, Carter Sobelka.
And now we're going to have Carter Sobelka, grounded out on a bunt attempt with a runner on third and two outs in the second inning. It was a nice play made by Hudson Bresch behind the plate. Swing and a miss. Big long swing for the left fielder for Oskaloosa. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that went in there for a strike. Casey Christian, historically a really solid program. They've been to state in three of the last 5 years. However, they've struggled to get out of the quarterfinals at the state tournament level. Is that one in there? Strike three got him looking. 1-2-3. Down go the Bears in order here in the fourth. We've played four. We go to the fifth up next. Casey Christian leads Oskaloosa 1-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.29 on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.29 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
We've played four full. We go to the top of the fifth. And Casey Christian, the fourth seed, up on the top seed, Oskaloosa. And leading off for the Panthers is Caleb Barker, the second baseman. 0-for-1 on the day. Popped up to right field. For such a swing and a miss. Final batter in the second time through the hitting order. For right-handed starting pitcher Trenton Van Houten. Giving up three hits as that one pops up out of play first base side. Also just one walk allowed for Van Houten. One unearned run. And that one misses, makes it 1-2. And four strikeouts, make that five actually. And that one just barely missing down low. Two strikeouts last inning as the Panthers were retired in order. 2-2. That one in there. Strike three. Got him looking for strikeout number six. Three of the last four retired now for Van Houten have been via the K. That brings up Owen Alexander, who has not been retired yet today. He's 2-for-2. And is the only player for either team with multiple hits. Let off the game with a double. And is the lone run of the ball game. And that one is hit to left field. And that one foul. Do it again. Makes it 0-1. And then in the third inning, he had a single caught in a pickle between third and home on a controversial call. 0-1. And that was a sidearm pitch there from Van Houten. I love that. Mixed it up just a little bit, but doesn't get the call. Just a touch inside. Big grin after that one. Is that one going back to going over? And that one in there for a strike. Love that. Just keeping him honest. 1-2 pitch. Go back to the sidearm, a little bit down low. Bounces in there, makes 2-2. Back over the top. That one misses, low and away for ball three. Payoff pitch from Van Houten. Here it comes. Took something off of it. It's grounded to shortstop Miller. Fields it cleanly. Throw to first in time. Beat it by a half step for out number two. 5 batters retired in a row for Trenton Van Houten. That brings up Silas Wilson for the third time today. He's 0-for-4, popped up to second, and flew out to left. This is pitch number 74 on the day for the Oskaloosa starter. First pitch, off-feeder in there, strike one. Check the side arm, opposite way, slow dribble on the infield, but a tough spot, that would have been a tough play, that would be an infield single, as Bradshaw was charging on it, and that will put a runner on with two gone for Hudson Bresch, the number three hitter, who has not been retired yet today. He walked in the first and reached via an error in the third.
The catcher number 14, Hudson Bresch.
So Van Houten goes to the stretch for the first time in a little while. TV blue jerseys, here's pickoff move, the first nine in time. Oskaloosa with the white jerseys with the pinstripes, red letters and numbers. First pitch to the catcher, hits him. Just above the waist on the left side. And that'll be the first hit by pitch today. It was Wilson at the second. And multiple base runners aboard for Daniel Havila. Chance now for the Panthers after being retired in their first two at-bats. Now come back and have something brewing here. First pitch, fastball. Just missing outside. Makes it 1-0. In the air, straightaway center field. Rockhold going to his left. Makes a catch for the final out. A little bit of drama there, but ultimately, no damage done. So 1-0 Casey Christian. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
One nothing, Casey Christian leading Oskaloosa. The Panthers trying to get the upset here in the semifinals. Jared Slubby back with you. Neil Wiley back in the booth. And our third final score already in. That is Onega softball defeating Blue Valley Randolph 10-0. They're going to take on Valley Heights in the semifinals, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Other two games have finalized. Of course, Valley Heights winning that game against Republic County 6-2, and Pair the Compton softball defeats Bishop Ward 11-4. And games going on right now. Pair the Compton taking on Bishop Ward on the baseball side of things. And Atchison softball about to get their game versus El Dorado underway here in just a bit, just down the road. Holton softball is at Lubbock County. We also have at 3:30, Jeff West going to be taking on Santa Fe Trail softball as well, Class 3A. All right, back here in this one, leading off for the Bears is Jesse Phillips. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Pitching starting to really take over. It's kind of been the story of today's ball game so far. That one, swing on a miss, strike two. Quickly in the hole is Phillips. Down 0-2. Last five have been retired for Oskaloosa. That one taken low for a ball one, makes it 1-2. So it's Phillips, Bradshaw in the top of the order for the third time today with Coy Perry. 1-2 pitch to Phillips, hits him. And flips the bat high in the air towards the Bears dugout. And after being behind in the hole 0-2, he reaches safely. As Daniel Havila hits his first batter today. And not a good time for it either. And a pinch runner coming in for the Bears.
Pinch running at first base for us, the loop number 24, Michael Sturdo. The batter, second base number one.
So Bradshaw is in. Bunt single his first time up. Throw to first, nine time. Michael Sturdo, the freshman, is the pinch runner over there at first, by the way. failed to mention that. 60-second pitch from Havel. He's trying to get a bunt down. A pitch misses up. Throw down to first. A beautiful throw, but he gets under the tag. Deer didn't have a very good spot. He kind of took a while to bend over and find Skurdo over there first. And getting away with one there is the freshman. Very fortunate as well with the base runner down by one. Your bunt foul straight back to the screen makes it 1-1. That pitch would have been ball two as it was up high. Bears trying to make something happen here. Two hits on the day, both of those coming in the third inning. That one taken for ball two. Again, one of those being from Bradshaw on an infield single on a bunt. 2-1 pitch, and another throwback to check on over Skurdo, with Skurdo, excuse me, over first base. The 2-1, Bradshaw scores one up, bunts it, right back to Havila. He'll get the force out over at first. And Phillips is up second on the sack bunt. That will bring up the top of the order for the third time today with Coy Perry 0-1 with a walk in the third inning. He was stranded at third when the Bears left him loaded in that inning. First pitch to Perry. Now one hit opposite way. Right to the second baseman, Barker. Throw to first in time for out number two. And Phillips moves up to third on the hitter's choice. And that'll bring up Trenton Van Houten. Singled in the third inning. Tying run just 90 feet away. With two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Major moment in this ball game right here. Avila comes set from the stretch. The pitch. Up high, ball one. Up above the head of Van Houten. Oskaloosa running out of time to get their offense going. They have an opportunity right here. 1-0 pitch. South tip straight back. Even count. Fastball that was middle. It's a little bit behind it as well. For one foul tip. We'll do it again. Make it 1-2. Gonna rock hold on deck doing some suicide drills here, having to retrieve the baseball. Here's pitch number 70 coming up here for Havila. 1-2. Two outs, runner on third, bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Casey Christian beating Oskaloosa. The pitch. And just barely missing inside. Varesh trying to frame it, not gonna get the call. Evens the count, 2-2. Bears dugout getting loud once again. And now this is as well. Makes it 3-2. A couple of tough takes from Van Houten. Count's now full. Hit in the air. Center field. And that ball is going to be caught. Gatchel didn't have to move much. And the runner stranded over at third. Bears are still scoreless as we go to the sixth inning. 1-0 Casey Christian on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Indulge in the ultimate summer treat at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Their peanut butter puppy chow blizzard is the perfect combination of creamy DQ soft serve and crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter topping, and choco chunks. Plus, check out the new summer blizzard menu featuring a variety of refreshing flavors. Celebrate graduation and Mother's Day with a deliciously crafted cake customizable to your liking. Visit Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison today and experience the sweetness.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
We've played five. We go to the top of the sixth, and it's still 1-0 Casey Christian. The lone run coming in the top of the first on an error. And leading things off for the Panthers will be Ian Gatchel, the center fielder. Trenton Van Houten back out there. He's thrown 78 pitches so far for the Bears. Update for Pierre LeCompton's tough game against undefeated Bishop Ward. The Cause currently trails 6-0 in the fifth inning. And some 3 o'clock games starting as well across the area. And that matchup between Barry and Bishop Ward is the Jeff West Class 3A semifinal. That's going on 103.9 FM KNZA. Brandon Tabman on the call for that one. So Gatchel, as mentioned, leading things off in the five spot. He's 1-for-2, reaching on an error. The error that brought home Owen Alexander. He also has a single in the third inning as well. First pitch. Swing and a miss. And Houghton entering the day with an ERA sub 1. Now one taken for strike 2. 87 strikeouts on the season coming into today for Van Houten. And he's got 6 here and make it a 7th as it's a drop third strike, throw down to first. A little bit low, but caught by Boyd for out number 1.
Right fielder, number 7, Dylan Newman.
So after the 7th strikeout of the day for Trenton Van Houten, that brings up Dylan Newman. He's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. First pitch in there, strike 1. No, this is just a touch low. Just 4 hits today for the Panthers. And that one taken in there for strike 2. Off-speed pitch. Takes a 1-2. That ball hit in the line into center field. A base hit. 5th hit of the day for Casey Christian. And Rockhold will just fire it into the infield. He had one time where he got a base, they got a base hit, and he came up firing over to first. So one out single for Dylan Newman, and that brings up Hunter Rush, who's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a pop out. The bottom of the hitting order is 0-for-6 today. First pitch is dropped. Misses low and doesn't get too far behind Heston. And Newman stays put over there at first. That one taken for a strike, evens the count 1-1. That was pitch number 87 for Trenton Van Houten. 105 is the pitch count maximum. Oh, that called a strike. That looked a little bit low. And about shin level. That makes it 1-2 from the stretch. Van Houten. Fouls it straight back. We'll do the 1-2 pitch over again. Bottom of the sixth coming up next for the Bears. There'll be the 3-4-5 hitters coming up. Rockhold, Miller, and Heston. 1-2 pitch. Took something off of it. Breaking ball in there. Strike 3. Got him looking. Number 8 for Van Houten. Second of the inning. That's the third multi-strikeout inning for Van Houten. And that will bring up Xander Hoxie, who was over 2 with a pair of K's.
Number 0, Xander Hoxie.
They're over at first, not in time. Boyd holding on, Dylan Newman, who had a one-out single up the middle in between Miller and Bradshaw. Check swing. Pitch was in there regardless. Didn't go around, but it'd be strike 1. Off-speed pitch taken up high for a ball. Even count 1-1. 2-3 matchup coming up next. Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge. And that one, missing up high. That is, of course, going to get us to our championship match at the end of our day. And it takes that one a little bit low. Makes it 3-1. Check swing breaking ball just misses outside for ball four. 5-pitch walk to Xander Hoxie, and runners on first and second with two gone for Caleb Barker. He is 0 for 2. Fly out to right field and a strikeout.
Second baseman, number 13, Caleb Barker.
And Houghton wanting to know where that one missed. And so does Coach Sottlemeyer. And first pitch taken in there, strike one. That was pitch number 96. Only has 9 pitches left. Now misses low for ball one. Evens count 1-1. Couple strikeouts for Van Houten. In between, a single from Newman, who's over there at second, and Hoxie a walk. 1-1. Popped up in the air. Fouled out of play. Third base side. Just short of the highway there that time. Big lead for Newman at second, not being held on. Off-speed pitch in there, strike three on pitch number 99. And multiple base runners stranded for Casey Christian. 3 strikeouts, 9 on the day for Trenton Van Houten. Oskaloosa's got to get the bats going. They trail 1-0 going to the bottom of the sixth. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We go to the bottom of the sixth, and Casey Christian, the 4 seed in the Morehead Academy Regional, leading the 1 seed, Oskaloosa. He's at top of the first run for the Panthers. Coming home on an error was Owen Alexander after a leadoff double. So it's 3, 4, 5 hitters coming up for the Bears. Rockhold, Miller, and Heston. That part of the order, 0 for 5 today with a walk. Rockhold 0 for 2 himself. First pitch to the left-handed hitting center fielder. Taken inside for ball 1. That was pitch number 73 for right-handed starter Casey Christian, Daniel Habela. That ball hit in the air. Right field. Backing up is Newman. And that ball is over his head and down for a base hit. Running first, heading for second in there safely. Is going to Rockhold. A leadoff double. And there's your start that you need for Oskaloosa. They needed that desperately. As the first leadoff base hit of the day for the Bears. And just the third hit of the day. And that'll bring up Hunter Miller. Miller 0 for 1 with a walk. Stole second in the second inning and stranded at third. Here's the first pitch to the Bears shortstop from Habela. And taking ball 1. Only once today the Bears had multiple base runners aboard. That was back in the third inning when they stranded bases loaded. Trying to possibly do that again here. And now this is just low, and the umpire was about to call a strike, but he pulled back his hand as it was about just a little bit up. And Barrett Hanson, the catcher in front of me, noticed that as well. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Evens count 1-1. And time called, and it's a balk. And Rockhold is going to get third base. And the tying runner is just 90 feet away with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. And the home plate umpire, I don't think, got the memo. Now I think they're going to correct it. And they did so. A 2-1 count. It's Rockhold over at third. Comes together. Here's the pitch to Miller. And Hickman in there, strike two. Fastball a little bit low in the zone, but in there. Evens up the count. Big pitch from Abel there. A 2-2 swing and a miss. Chase the high fastball up at eyeball level for out number one. Second time he's been retired on strikes today. And that will bring up the Bear catcher, Barrett Henson. Excuse me, Heston, beg your pardon. A couple strikeouts for him today, but a fly ball put in the right spot in the outfield would tie this game up. It's going to Rockhold hitting a leadoff double, then getting to third on a balk. That ball hit in the air, but in on the infield, playable for the third baseman, and that is going to be caught for out number two. So after having a runner over at third and nobody out, there's now two gone. And that leaves it up to Carter Boyd here on the bottom of the sixth. A couple of big missed opportunities here in this inning so far. And they still have a chance to score. But then in the third inning, of course, leaving the bases loaded. So here's the first pitch. Carter Boyd is 0-2 on the day. A couple ground outs. First pitch, middle fastball taken for strike one. Both being grounders to the middle infield, one to the shortstop, one to the second baseman. Abel comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Carter Boyd, the Bear first baseman. Swing and a miss at helmet, forehead level for strike two. Makes it 0-2. And now Abel just needs one more strike to get out of this jam. After giving up a leadoff double to Gunnar Rockhold. 0-2 pitch. That one misses low and away. That was the 83rd pitch of the day for right-handed starting pitcher for Kansas City Christian, Daniel Havila. It's a 1-2 count. Runner on third. Two outs. Oskaloosa trails. Casey Christian 1-0. Pitch. And just missing a touch outside. Evens count 2-2. Panthers dug out thought that they got him. Here we go. 2-2 count now. And in there, strike three, got him looking. Three batters retired in a row. Strands are on or over at third. And it's still 1-0 Casey Christian. We go to the top of the seventh. Chance for Casey Christian to get some insurance runs up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call All-Pro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. All-Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Catch Trainwreck Tuesday on The Morning Show with Neil, Brian, and Seth. Sometimes very heavy on the Brian.
I'm always doing my little TikTok dances.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always going to Applebee's for my date
right.
night.
Yep,
got
that right.
French fries, and I'll do it right. Mm-hmm. And I dance here because I like to sing my songs to all of you.
It's Trainwreck Tuesday every Tuesday morning at 7:45 on the Care Morning Show.
Leading off for Casey Christian in the top of the seventh is Owen Alexander. He's 2-for-3 today as Casey Christian leads off Lusa 1-0. Regional semifinal here at Morehead Academy. First pitch. Now misses up and in. Trenton Van Houten still out on the mound for the Bears. What a day he's had. That one hit in the air. Middle infield. Calling everyone off. Making the catch is Miller. Shortstop for out number one. 9 strikeouts. And 6 in the third innings for Trenton Van Houten.
Third baseman number 11,
Giving up just five hits. No earned runs. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Silas Wilson, who was 1-for-3. That lone run came in the top of the first. It was layup double for Owen Alexander. He came home to score on error. And that one misses up. Makes it 1-1. This is pitch number 104. So most likely this will be his last batter he faces, with 105 being the limit, as he slices that out of play for strike two. Actually, I think that was, nope, that was pitch 104. So this is going to be it. 1-2 pitch. Check swing, pitch misses down low, evens the count 2-2. And with the rules, you get to finish with the batter that you started facing against. You won't be able to do any more. And that's a foul tip off the mask of Heston. And the umpire is going to allow some extra time here. Van Houten's going to check up on his catcher to make sure he's okay. Looks like he's good to go. That was on a 2-2 count, so it'll stay the same. The pitch. Breaking ball, just barely missing outside. Makes it 3-2. And I'm not quite sure what we're waiting on here. The umpire is seeming to write something down in his book here. I'm not quite sure what this would be about. It's a 3-2 count coming up. I have no idea what that was about. He didn't say anything, so we're just going to play on. Nothing happened. Here we go. And now on missing, ball four, and that's going to be it for Trent Van Houten. He's responsible for the runner on at first with one out in the top of the seventh. We'll step aside for a new pitcher. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So what are the kiddos saying? Find out every Monday, Thursday, and Friday morning around 7:30 during a fun segment we have called Care Country Kids.
Do you always win tag?
Not always, because sometimes people, if I tag them, they keep running.
That's cheating.
I know.
Care Country Kids, sponsored by Safe KS, where seatbelts are for everyone, and by Giant Communications. Ask them about home-managed Wi-Fi. Online at giantcomm.net.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
New pitcher for Oskaloosa is Hunter Miller, as Trenton Van Houten's day is done after pitching 6 3rd innings. Looking at the stats for Miller, he's pitched 35 innings. This is his 15th game that he's pitched in, and making his 8th relief appearance, has a record of 7-0, has 2 saves, 21 hits allowed, just 5 earned runs for an ERA of right at 1. He's given up 14 walks and has 63 strikeouts. His whip also right at 1 even, and his opposing batting average is just 168. So Van Houten goes 6 3rd, gives up 3 walks, 5 hits, no earned runs, 1 run for the time being, but he's responsible for the runner over there at first. It was a 1-out walk to Silas Wilson, and Miller will inherit him. What a day for Trenton Van Houten. Just unfortunately not getting much help from his offense today, but that's mainly in part to the terrific pitching from Daniel Habila, who, just like in the quarterfinal matchup against Jefferson County North, is pitching an absolute gem. In that game, he went 6 innings and threw had 13 strikeouts in that game, which was a complete game. They were the home team in that one, a 4-5 matchup. And now the Panthers are in a good spot for possibly getting an upset here in the 1-4 matchup as they lead the top seed Oskaloosa Bears 1-0. That's 1 out here in the top of the 7th.
Not batting, the catcher number 14, Hudson Buresh.
Hudson Buresh now at the plate with the runner at first and 1 out. Fresh has still not been retired yet today. He's 0-for-1 with walk, hit by pitch, and reaching on an error. Is that one? Misses blown away, ball one. Only defensive substitution is Van Houten going to short. And Miller coming from short to being on the hill. Is that one misses for ball two? Of course, Miller working from the stretch with Wilson over there at first. That one in there for a strike. Eating that one badly to see his first strike. And that one missing outside. By the way, the state tournament doesn't start until the 23rd of May. So that's been, what, 11 days? 10 days? I don't know why there's that long gap that they have there. That one taken for a strike makes it 3-2. That's next Thursday. Continues on Friday. Is that one taken? And that is ball four. Just the fourth walk of the day by Oskaloosa pitching. Three walks for Van Houten. And that will bring up Daniel Habela for the fourth time today. He's 0-for-4. Excuse me, 0-for-3. Strike out and two fly outs. One to left, one to center. First pitch taken for a ball. Tough start for Hunter Miller. One out, top of the seventh. Casey Christian, 1-0 lead. And that one taken for a strike, by the way. Pitch count for Havila is 85, so he's got some room to work with. He'll get 20 pitches in the bottom of the seventh if they choose to use them. That one gets away from the catcher, Heston, and both runners move on up after the wild pitch. Panthers looking for some insurance runs here at the top of the seventh. And now they have two runners in scoring position. Miller's going to go from the windup for the first time, his 10th pitch. Now misses low and away for ball three, makes 3-1. Now it hit in the air, right center field. Trying to track it is Phillips, and that is going to be down for a base hit. One runner will score. Baresh rounding third will stay there. And it's an RBI double for Daniel Habela. And it's 2-0 in favor of the Panthers. As Wilson scores from third, and Baresh up to third. On the shot to right center field, and Habela going to come out of the game and have a pitch runner come in. Dean Gatchel will come to the plate. So we'll continue to have runners on second and third. The pinch runner being told to go to second. He was going to just stay at first. But and that player in question is number 12, Marshall Christensen, the senior. So it's 2-0 now, our first score change since the top of the first. RBI double from Daniel Havila off of relief pitcher Hunter Miller. And Gatchel on the day, 1-for-3, a single in the third inning. Strikeout and reaching on an error. And now the Panthers have a chance to kind of blow this thing open. Another base hit put in the right spot to bring home two more runners and make it 4-0. First pitch. This is up and in. Ball one. Infield in, and Houghton Bradshaw playing on the infield grass. That pitch in there for a strike, evens up the count 1-1. Valley Falls versus Pleasant Ridge coming up in the second semifinal, 2-3 matchup. That one misses up, makes it 2-1. Still just one out, runners on second, third here in the top of the seventh. That one bounces in, nice stop by Heston, and just goes to his right. Also gone on across the area, regional golf after being postponed from yesterday, and regional soccer as well. And that is a five-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded. And now a mound visit. Bases loaded, one out. Miller has not retired anybody yet as he's faced four batters. And it'll be Dylan Newman coming to the plate up next. He's 1-for-3 on the day. We're kind of previewing that game that we're going to see coming up here in just a little bit between Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge. I mentioned that's the 2-3 matchup. Valley Falls swept Pleasant Ridge in the doubleheader. That was a home win for Valley Falls on April 29th, 3-0 and 11-4. That was both teams' final games in the regular season before the regional tournament. So both have seen each other recently. And first pitch to Newman, taking for strike one. As mentioned, a single in the sixth inning for Newman, one out. He was stranded on at second. 2-0, Casey Christian leads. That one fouled straight back. Makes it 0-2. It was a solid start after the mound visit, trying to keep the damage to a minimum and avoid a crooked number. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And a big-time second out. That's the first batter that Miller has retired. That'll bring him Hunter Rush for the fourth time today. He's 0-for-3. It's a ground out, a pop out, and a strikeout. First pitch in there, strike one. So four straight strikes since the mound visit. A one foul straight back. Five straight strikes. It's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. How about six straight strikes? And two strikeouts to finish off the inning for Hunter Miller. Leaves and loaded. And is a 2-0 deficit as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Bears trying to keep this game going. Coming up next here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. How great is that? Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, one more opportunity for Oskaloosa to try to come from behind as they trail 2-0. It was an RBI double from Daniel Havila to extend the lead for the Panthers in the top of the seventh. And it'll be the bottom of the hitting order coming up for the Bears. 7-8-9 hitters, Sabelka, Phillips, and Bradshaw. And Daniel Havila is back out there. He's got 20 more pitches to work with. And by the way, this portion of the order is 1-4-4 on the day. Sabelka 0-for-2, he'll lead things off. A ground out. Actually, that was a bunt. He tried to get Miller home from third base in the second inning, and he was thrown out at first with two outs. And he also struck out looking in the fourth inning. Havila, the windup and the first pitch at the bottom of the seventh. Swing and a miss. What a day for Havila, giving up just three hits and just two walks as well. 0-1, that one in there for strike two. Havila wasting no time to get right back into the groove. 0-2 pitch. In there, strike three, looking. That's four straight batters retired for Havila. And last inning, it was a leadoff double from Gunnar Rockhold. He reached third with nobody out on a balk, and he was stranded there as they went strikeout, pop out in the infield, and strikeout. Now to start the seventh, Sabelka down on strikes. That brings up Phillips with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Swing and miss. Uppercut on a fastball and got under it. He's 0-for-1 with a hit-by-pitch in the fifth inning. He reached third and was stranded there. Pretty much the theme of today's game for Oskaloosa is that one in there. Missed opportunities in the third. They left the bases loaded. Left a runner on third and the fifth, and left a runner on third and sixth. And a runner on third and the second as well. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts. That's three consecutive strikeouts for Havila, and now they're down to their final out. in doing so on just six pitches.
Second baseman, number one, Nick.
That brings up Nick Bradshaw, who's one for two. The bunt single in the third and a sack bunt in the fifth to get Phillips over to second base. First pitch, that one taken for the first ball of the inning from Daniel Havel outside. And the top-seeded Bears just went out away from their season coming to an end. The top seed up against the ropes here. That one misses low and away for ball two. Top of the order coming up next. You got Coy Perry, Van Houten, Rockhold, if they can get Bradshaw aboard here. 2-0 pitch. Check swing didn't go. Pitch misses up. It's three straight balls after six consecutive strikes from Havela. Here comes pitch number 95 from the right-handed starter for Casey Christian. It's a four-pitch walk. And the Bears still alive, and that brings up the top of the order. Perry 0 for 2 with a walk. It'd be very timely for him to get his first hit of the day. He averages over a hit a ball game, 29 hits in 27 games coming into today. 387 batting average coming into the day as well. So runner on first, two outs. Tying runner at the plate. Can the Bears keep their season alive here? First pitch to Perry. Chopper on the ground, foul, third base side. For strike one. And reminder, we'll take about a 25-minute break in between games before we have Valley Falls versus Pleasant Ridge. 0-1 pitch from Havela. Breaking ball in the dirt. Stopped by Buresh. Even the count 1-1. That was pitch number 97 for Havela. On one pitch, taking strike two up in the zone. He thought that was outside of the zone. Makes it 1-2. Just one strike away. Come set. 1-2. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, playable for the shortstop. He bobbles it, and everybody is safe. And the tying runner is down at board at first, and the winning run will now come to the plate. It's Trenton Van Houten. Alexander, the shortstop, and he should have been an easy play. Looked to flip it over to second, but he bobbled it on the exchange. From his glove to his hand, and Van Houten to the plate. He's 1-for-3 with a single. 2-0, Casey Christian, so the Bears still have some work to do, but they got something going here, but there's still two outs. Here's pitch 100 from Daniel Havela. Taking strike one, fastball right down the heart of the plate. Shortstop stands in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's opposite way, right to the first baseman, and he'll step on the bag, and that is it. The fourth seed, Kansas City Christian, shocks the top seed off to lose the Bears. Final score, 2-0. A complete game shutout for Daniel Havela. Well, let's step aside for a couple minutes, and we'll recap this one coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.29 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.29 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
A stunner here in Atchison. A top seed goes down. A final score, Kansas City Christian 2, Oskaloosa 0. Jared Slovey back with you here in Atchison. And boy, quite the stunner it was. Daniel Havila, a masterclass here in this one. He goes the full distance, a complete game shutout. He has 10 strikeouts, has back-to-back games here in this tournament with multiple, or with a double-digit strikeouts on the day. And he gets the win. Gives up just 3 walks and 3 hits in the 7 innings pitched. He also had the RBI double that gave him an insurance run at the top of the 7th. He made it interesting towards the end, but he ended up getting the job done on the hill. As for Trenton Van Houten, he is the losing pitcher. He goes 6 in the 3rd, gives up 3 walks, 5 hits, 2 runs. 1 was earned with 9 strikeouts. And Hunter Miller, he went 2/3 innings, had 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, 1 hit, and no earned runs. So Oskaloosa's season comes to a close with a final record of 23-5, a really terrific season for the Bears. Again, the most wins in league history, most league wins in league history, I should clarify. It was 15-1 in the season, but ultimately falling in the regional semifinals to Casey Christian in back-to-back seasons. They lost to Casey Christian last year 13-4. Well, the second game of our doubleheader is coming up next. It's the 2 and 3 seeds, Valley Falls and Pleasant Ridge, with the winner taking on Casey Christian in our championship game, which will also be later this evening. Don't go anywhere. We have a 25-minute break in between. We'll be back here right around the top of the hour here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.